Let's take another look at the sugya over here. It's before an older Rishonim here. It's before an older Rishonim that I want to set up the sugya now from scratch, in light of what we said yesterday. It's before all the Rishonim, Rashi, Avinu Peretz, Avinu David, Duran. It's before all the Rishonim that the sugya of Maskei Secher is not dealing with the Deraisa. Whatever the reason is, whether it's because of that big raid of Avinu David and Duran that nobody's Secher, not the Maskei, not the Secher, is because of the Ukimta of Rashi and Avinu Peretz, because somebody did Bittul. We'll talk about who the somebody is. But the sugi is not talking about the Rashi Dika Bidika, okay? We're talking about the Darabonah Dika Bidika. What was the suffix of the Gemara? So in Rabbeinu David and in Rashi, Rabbeinu David brings down that the suffix is a din of Bidika's Chomet Darabonah. Who are they about Triya? Who did they put the Tirach on? Put the Tirach on the Maske, put the Tirach on the Secher. As they say in Rashi, Tirach Zoramimotu. Who has the Torah? There's a Takanos Chachamim to do a Bedika. Who has to do it? This guy has a Siba to do it because it's his Chachamim. This guy has a Siba because it's his Rishos. Who did they put it on? As I said before, we did a David also. Tosis, as we're going to see, has a Gefalach of Mutcherai to explain. Tosis goes out of his way to explain what's the topic of the Gemara. This is too funny shot, we'll see you soon. First shot, the second shot. Taisis doesn't intend the topic of the Gemara. That's why Taisis begins a whole journey to explain what is the topic of the Gemara. So, in the new Taisis of Hashem Sochem, it's not in the Kervises. He says what all of you have been telling me, that Taisis didn't understand the topic of the Gemara. Taisis is not vague that the reason why they want to make a takana for Bidikas Chometz is because of Shami Yavol Da'achlei. And that's a freestanding takana. And Mimela, it's a no-brainer that the Seicher is the one who has Hashem Yavalach. He's the one there. He's the one who's going to eat it. We're going to talk about the Tosis Beharchov in a few minutes. But Tosis Mutshut Geferloch, Tosis Rosh Hashem Forish, that's a no-brainer that the Seicher is the one who's Chayiv, because he's the one who has Hashem Yavalach. He's the one living. He's going to eat the Chometz. Finish. Who cares what, when, where? So Tosis is a different shot, which we're going to learn inside now, how Tosis learned the Gemara. But that was Tosis' problem. I mean, it means we have a big machlekes pshat in the Gemara. What was the suffix of the Gemara? I mean, Adavin and the Rashi learned that the suffix of the Gemara was the zachi v'dika as chametz, and the suffix is who's chayiv tayotz avilam, an internal v'dika as chametz shaila. Who's the one who should carry the what I call? And Taisus doesn't understand the Gemara. Shem Yavalach. A huge machlekes on a derabbanan level, what was the suffix? Taisus didn't understand the suffix, and therefore he begins a journey of saying different pshatim, which we'll see some tifa lamdus. And Rashi understood the suffix. Taisus love. Is here there's a huge lishitasa in the Hamadah Satron that we started since the beginning of the Torah. And it goes like this. Vishus Taisus. Taisus is not based. That the takana bedikas chametz was because of Shemi Yavol Achlei. Shemi Yavol Achlei is the reason to bedikas chametz. There's no shaychus b'chalta by Yerov Matzei. Bittul takes care by Yerov Matzei. And Shemi Yavol Achlei is a freestanding takana. I'm going to repeat again what we said many times. It applies even after Yantiv. It applies even by Shari Yisur and Basel B'chol of Klai Aker. It's a freestanding mechudish dika takana of Shemi Yavol Achlei. And that's the takana bedikas chametz. And Meila, please didn't understand the Gemara. What do you mean I'll say chal amasker? The takana was Shem Yav Lachla, the one of Shem Yav Lachla is the Seicher. And because of that, Taisus begins all types of Shotim, which we'll talk about soon. Rabbeinu David and Rashi, they learned, with the big raid that we've been talking about the last week, and here's another piece of it, they learned that Shem Yav Lachla is not a reason for a takana. There never was a Zatzar. Shem Yav Lachla never was a Sibah for a takana. It wasn't a Sibah for B'dikos Chametz. The Sibah B'dikos Chametz was Baal Yiro. The Sima B'dikas Chometz was Baal Yiro. The one who's over Baal Yiro shouldn't rely on Bittul, he should go ahead and do B'dikah. Nobody ever said Shemi Avlocha is a Siba for a Takana B'Dikas Chametz. Never was such a thing. No such thing. The Siba for the Takana B'Dikas Chametz was started off with a journey of Bal Yirah. That the Pshat is in a very called Bal Yirah, and the Torah said, take care of it this way, take care of it that way. Said the Rabbeinu David, big raid, that we took care of the Bal Yirah over here. We took care of the Bal Yirah. Yesterday's raid, he's not Bal Yirah. He's not Bal Yirah. It's not his Chametz. He's not ever, because not his Rishos. The huge raid. So Rabbeinu David said, no. So why are you doing B'dikas Chametz over here for? It's not his Chametz, it's not his Bal Yirah. There's no Bal Yirah. So what's the problem? He doesn't answer. What do you mean the Shem Yav Al-Achle? He doesn't answer that. He says there's a Takanas Chachamim that Chemtzei Shei Yisrael needs to be gotten rid of. If you'll ask me what that is exactly, it's not 100% clear what it is. Mistama, what he means to say is that, albeit it's true that the gather of the Takana was because of Bal Yirah, but Nichlal on the Takana was, you have to get rid of, by the way, it's not just B'dikas, it's beer also. Chemtzei Shei Yisrael has to be gotten rid of. You want to know why they made such a Takana? It could be because of Bal Yirah, the ramifications. But the might, and if there wouldn't have been a Bal Yirah, they would have slaughtered the whole Takana. But today they made a Takana called Chemtzei Shei Yisrael has begotten rid of. It has no Shechas Mechal Tashem Yav Al-Achle. It's a derivative of the regular Deraisa. And here's the big Lashit also, in the Rabbanan world. Rabbeinu David and Rashi, who learned that the fundamental Takana B'dikas Chometz has no Shechas Tashem Yav Al-Achle, like the Marshal said on the Fyod, Tashem Yav Al-Achle is not a reason to go make Klaiso or crazy to go start to clean the house since Shtubu Shvat. The reason why we do B'dikas Chometz is rooted in the Din of Bayir Ovei Matzeh. Now the word is, even in a case where nobody, and if somebody would have been over by Rabbi Matzi over here, then Avada they would have had the B'dikas Chametz. Avada they would have had the B'dikas Chametz. Now the word is, nobody's over by Rabbi Matzi. So now kicks in a lower level B'dikas Chametz Drabana, which Vaist Ois is some sort of derivative of that. Of Chemtzei Shei Yisrael needs to be gotten rid of. Okay, so now Borkai HaShalah, who has to do it? Who has to do this? This takon of getting rid of chametz. Who's it on? The Shem Yavlach, Shem Yavlach never played a role in creating a takon of B'dikas Chametz. But Tezal Shidosu learned that the Siba for the Rabbanu was because of Shem Yavlach, and it has no Shachas B'chal to Bayirah. So that was the Siba for B'dikas. In Rashi Amir David, we never found that Shem Yavlach is a Siba for B'dikas Chametz. We never found such a thing. So you kick him along and say, hey, the Seichas of Adachai, Shem Yavlach, what's the Sophie Rabbanu? I never found such a thing. What we had was a Takanas Chachamim at the back of the Bal Yirah, and vice versa, some sort of second level Takana, even when there's no Bal Yirah, then you have to get rid of the Chametz anyway. Now, broke out of Shiloh, okay, so who has to do it? Terech Zu, it's his Chametz, it's his Rishos. Who's the one who has to do it? Who's making more sense to put the Chiyav on? But according to Taisus, that Shem Yav Al-Achlei was the reason and a reason for Takana, so it's a no-brainer, the Seichas has to do it. That means like this, what I'm putting down in front of all of you today is that there's an intertwining over here between the Machlekes and the Derais and the Machlekes and the Rabbanim. There's an intertwining over here between the Machlekes and the Derais and the Machlekes and the Rabbanim. The Taisus who learns, the Rabbeinu Peretz who learns that we do Bal Yirah that takes care of the Derais. So why does he learn that way? Why does he learn that the Bittul takes care of the Derais? So? Because we're done. Bittul takes care of Bal Yirah, and now we're ready to move on to Shem Yav Al-Achle. Because he learned the Shem Yav Al-Achle and B'dikas Chametz and the Shechus to each other. So Bittul, that was yesterday's raid. Bittul took care of Bal Yirah. Now we're done with Bal Yirah. Shalom Yisrael. Now we can begin the Shiloh. Shem Yav Al-Achle. Shem Yav Al-Achle. Now I say today's raid. So what's the Sophic of the Gemara? But the Sechah Shem Yav Al-Achle. Rabbi David learned Fakert. There was never a word of Shem Yav. It means like this. When I'm saying something very clear, whether or not the Siba for the Rabbanu Shem Yav Al-Achle has ramifications on the Deraisa and has ramifications on the Rabbanu. That's what I'm saying. If the Siba, why we have B'dikas Chometz to do the Rabbanu, is because of Bal Yirah, then it's not enough to answer, oh, he did Bittul. So what if he did Bittul? But you're the Bal Yirah guy. I have to say that neither of them are Bal Yirah. If I hold that the Siba, why you have B'dikas Chometz to do the Rabbanu is because of Shem Yav Al-Achle, then I could say you did a Bittul, you took care of Bal Yirah, and you have Shem Yav Al-Achle. That means whether or not Shem Yav Al-Achle is the Siba of B'dikas Chometz Rabbanon has ramifications of Gabi, what's the teretz on the derais of yesterday, and has ramifications of what's the suffering in the Rabbanon today. If Shem Yav Al-Achle is the Siba why they made a Rabbanon, so then I can say like Rabbeinu Peretz yesterday and say, the derais I'm done with because he did a bittul, and now I'm handling a nusha of Shem Yav Al-Achle. But just that sets up a whole new problem. Shem Yav Al-Achle, it's about the Seicher. That's what we're going to deal with in a minute in Taisus. Me'idach, if I hold that Shem Yav Al-Achle is not a reason to do a B'dikah. So what's the reason why you do a B'dikah? Because of Bal Yirah. So it's not enough to come along and say, Rabbeinu Peretz, oh, I did a bittul. Because you have the Bal Yirah in the picture. The answer is nobody's over Bal Yirah. So then what's the suffix? Adam din. There's a din to Rabbanan to get rid of Chamta Shisol. Nothing to do with Shami Avalachli. That's the Shutosa Isaiah at the Raisa level of how do I take care of Bal Yirah? Is it enough to say like Rabbeinu Peretz that I did a bittel and that took care of Bal Yirah because Bal Yirah doesn't play a role in the Rabbanan? Or in order to take care of the Bal Yirah with the Rabbanan, I have to say nobody told me Bal Yirah? And then the Seder Nafkamin is what was the suffix in the Drabonic world. According to Tysus, the Drabonic is because of Shami Avalachle, he didn't understand the suffix. That's what we're going to learn the Tysus inside now. And the Rashi, who learned that Shami Avalachle was never received from the Tikkur. The Stabbin didn't have Chemsa Shisol, broke out of Shiloh, Torah Zuelmir. Now let's see the Tysus. Zok Tysus, Al Maske Livdoy to Hamiridide. It's kama v'kama v'kama protim. Now that we set this up, so now we understand that Rashi and Ben David understood the suffix of the Rabbanan, Torah Zolmi, who the Rabbanan placed it on, who does it make more sense to take the chiyuv, and Tais didn't understand it. Let's see Tais says. Almaske lived in the Chamir Didehu. Ein l'forish. When Tais says an ein l'forish, he says had a kasha. Tais didn't understand. Why in the world should the maske do it? Was it with Chamir Didehu? Who cares, b'chal? And I said the Seicher has semi yom l'achol. So Tais suggests two pshatim. Chat number one, Taisus suggests is given the Shalayhu ve'ein adam yochal levatal elahu, achanami chayav levtek. Taisus will tell you what the pshat is. You know what the tzaddik, the masker has to do it? Because he's the only one who can do bittul. And since he's the only one who can do bittul, Meila, he has to go ahead and do the bedika. It means like this. Taisus had a shverkai. What's the pshat chavir today? What do you mean chavir today? It's shami yovalach, levatis asaycher. Rashi and the Rebbeinu Dov, and then have a kasha b'chal. There's a chiyuv to get rid of chametz. Who should get rid of it? The one who owns the chametz, the one who has the reshus. A very legitimate topic. Torah is on me mutal. But according to Taisus, Taisus understood that the reason Shami Avalach, he had a kasha. Why should the maske do it? Taisus suggests shot number one. Shot number one is because he has to do the bittul anyway. Bittul he has to do because it's chametz. Once he has to do the bittul, mainly he has to do the bedika. I want to point out something very important. In shot. Slowly. What did Taisus mean? Taisus meant to say because he's the one who's over by Yirah. So then Taisus should have said something else. Taisus should have said, you're the one who has the deraisa chiyuv. Mele, you have the derabana chiyuv. Taisus doesn't say that. Do you notice? Taisus is muttering, what's the pshat that the maske should be chayav? Chamir didei. Shami Avalach is the seicha. What does Taisus say? Because he does the bittul. What did Taisus mean to say? He meant to say big blunders like Rebbeinu David's kasha, that the one who has the deraisa has the derabana. The one who has the Bal Yirah be the Raisa, he's the one who carries the one of Adanat. Taisus wouldn't have said because you did the Bittul. Taisus would have said because you're the one who has Bal Yirah. It's your Chametz. So you have the Raisa, maybe you have the Rabbanan. I'm saying I'm worried the Kadir and Taisus. When Taisus came along and asked, what is the Pshat, why the Maske should do it, and he suggested a Teretz. It's an Ein L'Farish. But Taisus suggested a Teretz, that the Teretz is because you're the one who did the Bittul. I want the Eidlum to make sure that you shouldn't make a mistake, Chas V'Shalom, and think that he meant to say, well, you're the guys, everybody, all my mother, should take care of the B'dika. You ready? So Taisus doesn't hold like that. What did Taisus mean to say? Taisus means something Balbatish. Taisus doesn't say that because you have the derice of if we have the Rabbanan. He should say, you're the one who's everybody, you're the derice of if we have the Rabbanan. He says, because you're the one who did the B'dika, he means something very, very Balbatish. The Gemara says later on, that Vav Mabez, a B'dik Tzorok Sheyavato, says Rashi, Miyad. As soon as he finishes the B'dika, right away, don't go do a bittul. What that means is, Chazal made a takana, you have to do B'dika and bittul. So what Taisus meant to say was, that vibalt. What Taisus meant to say was that it's a no-brainer that since you're the one who's doing the bittul anyway, so it's one package deal. Do the bittul. Taisus didn't mean to say that because you're the one who's over by your own, be the rice, and once you have the rice, therefore the rabbanan's way. Taisus doesn't say that. Taisus means well, baptish. Since you're the one who's doing the bittul anyway, since you're doing the bittul, so he said, do the bittul also, make a package deal out of it. Anyway, the Rabbanan said you have to do two things. Anyway, you have to do the bittul. If you have to do the bittul, do the bittul. That's the aim of Farish of Taisus. And that was the time that the maske would have to do it. But I want to get on a knage and lumdus to this pshat that Taisus said. Taisus aim of Farish, why is it a wrong pshat? Because then the suffix didn't have to be dafka on your dalet. Could have had the same suffix on your gimel. If that was the tzad why the maske does it, because he does the bittul anyway, why did Gemara break out after the suffix was when it happened on your dalet? Could have had the same suffix on your gimel a day before. A guy went and rented out to somebody else. He's the one who does the bittul. He do the bittul, do the bedika. I want to point out something very, very important, which is a psichot tesis. What's the din? The fitosis. You have a guy who's a masker and a seicher. So Taisa says, I don't understand. The Sechar Shami Yavol Achli, wash the mask and be chayiv. So Taisa says, because you're doing the Bittul anyway. It's not a kasha. I don't see the Taisa's Ein Lafarish. It's an Ein Lafarish because of technicality, because the Gemara speaks about Yudal and not Yud Gimel. But what was Taisa's Pshat? What was the Ein Lafarish? If you're the other one doing the Bittul, maybe you should do the big. If I get a kasha, I don't understand. I want to ask Gemara the Kashalim Pshat. What type of Pshat is that? How could Taisa even have it happen, you know? Hello, we just said that the reason why there's a takana of Vatikas Chometz, I set up this massive Lashitas over here. Why is Bechal Tosis butchering? The whole Tosis is extra Tosis. Like Rashi says, Torah Zu, I'll meet Gandhi. The answer is, Tosis Lashitas have learned that the whole Vatikas Meshem Yavalach, right? And that applies to the Seichel. So what type of endless flourishes? Oh, the Maskri does the Bittul, so what? But the Shemi Yavalach lays a Vada on who? On the Seichel. What type of endless flourish is that? What type of Pshat is that? Tosis had a problem. We have a big Lashitas cooking over here in the world of the Rabbanan. Tosis had a problem. What is the Tzad the Maskri does it? The Seichel has the Pshat, Shemi Yavalach. He's the one living there. He's the one who's going to eat the pie. What's the answer? The Maskri anyway does Bittul. What type of Tosis is that? But I want to point out something very, very important. That's a no-brainer, and Tosis says this at the end. We're going to get to the lumbus of the Tosis at the end. We're going to learn the Tosis word by word. That's a no-brainer. What happens if a guy has a house, and he leaves the house on Pesach? He's not going to be home. Does he have to do B'dikas Chometz or not? Father, yes. He's grader not home. What's the answer? He's grader no Shemi Yavalach. The answer is Avada and Avada Chazal made a universal takana. Tosis says this before at the end of Tosis. That if a guy leaves his house, Avada is chayav to do B'dika. Takana was Shemi Yavalach. The Teretz is Avada and Avada. You don't check every time, is the guy home or not? And does the guy have a stomachache or not? And will he eat chametz or not? And is he gluten free or not? And therefore he can't eat chametz. There's all narishke. Before it is Chazal made a takana. You have to do B'dika stomach. Shemi Yavalach. Rather, you found that there's a side way of walking out of the house. So this is not a locking door. Avada has no meaning. Avada has to do B'dika stomach. So what was Taisa's kasha? Taisa's kasha wasn't, what's what I'm saying now. Taisa didn't have a problem of why should the maskir be chayav if he's not there. That wasn't Taisa's kasha. Taisa's kasha was a lumdish kasha. When I have a choice of a maskir kineged a seicher, it's a no-brainer. When I have a maskir kineged a seicher, it's a no-brainer that the Seicher is Chayev, because the Seicher has more of a reason to be Chayev. Taisa didn't mean to ask and say, there's no tzad in the world that the Maskir is Chayev. What was Taisa's Kasha? Taisa's Kasha was that if you bought the Seicher, Hashem Yavol Achlei, the Maskir shouldn't be Chayev. It can't be that, Tavshat. Because then what if Taisa's A.A. in the forest? Oh, he's the one who does the Bittul. What do you mean? But he doesn't have a Chayev. What can you do? What are you hacking a cup with the Bittul? Just because he does the Bittul, he should do a Bedika? He doesn't have a Chayev Bedika. Avada Nevada Taisa didn't mean to say that. I'll give you enough communal alocha. Taisa didn't mean to ask. It means I'm sticking with the Lashitasa that I said, but I'm adjusting it. The Lashitasa that I'm saying is that the reason why Rashi and Rabbeinu David understood the sugya is kimidurba, like we explained, because there's a standard din of B'dikas Chometz and the shiloh is who has it. Now there's another shiloh. If it's Shemi Yavol Achlei, what did Taisa mean to ask? Taisa is mutchering, two shvera pshatim Taisa is going to say. We're going to see in a minute how shvera the pshatim are. Why is Taisa mutchering? So what do you mean to say? There's no reason why the maskish have a chiv? If that's true, so what's Taisa's first eretz? Taisa says, oh, you have to do the Bittul. So why do you have to do the Bittul? The Teretz says it's a no-brainer. Taisa himself says later on that Avada and Avada, a guy who has a house and he leaves his house. Avada's chayav to do B'dika. He doesn't have Shemi Yavalach, he's not there. Who cares? Chazal made a takana. You have to do B'dika because Shemi Yavalach, you walked out of the house. You didn't walk out of the house. You weren't mekayim the takana. The takana was, you have to get rid of the chametz. Have a mar that can have kumin alalacha. That's a no-brainer. For example, the Makor Chayim, the Nesida speaks out, and Simon Tov Lamed Zayim Sef Kohen Gimel. The Simitov Lamed Zayin Sakon Gimbal, the Makor Chaim, the Nesida speaks out, Pashta Nafkamina. So, Dr. Makor Chaim, it's a no brainer, everybody. What happens if a guy rented a house to a guy? So, Dr. Makor Chaim, it's a no brainer. There's nothing to talk about. Of course, the mask is Chayiv. And that Silei Taisa is a Silei Rashi. Why? What do you mean? Where's the Shari Yavalach? It's just a cop. You have a house. It's your house. It's your chametz. And you have a takonis. Nobody goes chametz. That Taisus had a kasha. It's a no-brainer, he says. It's nothing to talk about. Let everybody. What do you mean? Where's the Shemi Yavalach? The guy is living there now. The Tarot says, Avada and Avada, the suffix of the Gemara, laid all of Shatam was only based on the fact of who should do it, the Maskir versus the Seicher. The Seicher or the Maskir. Maybe the Seicher has more of a reason than the Maskir. But Avada and Avada, the Maskir Avada has a secret to go to B'dikas Chometz. Even in Taisus Havamina, where Taisus had a Kasha, and Taisus said, what do you mean? What's says that cup, what type of snake does he have? A bad shame you have lost. He meant to say Damascus doesn't have a seabot to do it. So unfortunately, the end of time is not like that. Faith says, before, we're going to see in a minute, a few minutes, that Avada, even if the shame you have lost, but if there's no seicher in the picture, and Damascus down went for a walk, Avada, where he can't eat, okay? He's on a stomach thing, I don't know what. Avada is exer, he has to do B'dikas Chametz. No, you can't do other eights to take care of B'dikas Chametz. The male, one second. The male, Faith's kasha wasn't that. How in the world could there be a tzad that Damascus chayiv? If that was his kashi, he didn't say a teretz. What do you mean? Bein loymar, maybe because he has to do the bittul anyway, so it's a package. What package deal? I don't have a chiyuv b'dikas chametz. The teretz is it was a posh that Damascus has a b'dikas chametz. Even if there's a sefer, even if he's not living there. Walking out of your house is not a reason why you put up b'dikas chametz. So Stasis kasha was, that about we have a suffix of who's chayiv, teirach zuami, one of them is chayiv. It was posh that the one who has a shemiyah v'lochle, the sefer is a chayiv. That's the oimik of Stasis kasha. And for Stasis, I have a shot. You know why they put it on the mosque here? They put it on the mosque because he has to do the bittul anyway. Now I'm going to repeat my kasha. What do you put on the mosque here? There's no shami yavul achlay on the mosque here. The Torah says it was partial to tell you that the mosque has a siba for bedika. Just the question was, who has more? Is it the mosque or the seicher? Says places in his kasha, it's a no-brainer that the seicher has more because the seicher has shami yavul achlay. So he says, no. There's a reason why the mosque has more of a chiyah because he's anyway doing the bittul. That's the fair kasha, and you'll say, what do you mean the mosque has a chiyah because he does the bittul? He doesn't have a chiyah bedika, so it's mechal because there's no shami yavul achlay. Places never said that. And we'll see in the end of Tosfos, it's explicit in Tosfos that Avada and Avada, even if the masker is not there, Avada is chayav to do B'dikas Chametz. The nidun of Tosfos was that perhaps the Seicher has more of a reason to go to B'dikas Chametz. And that Tosfos says, it ain't Leimar. Maybe no. Maybe the masker has a better reason. Because he has the package deal of the bittul, and that was the suffix of the Gemara, by the way. The suffix of the Gemara was: do I give it to the seicher because he has a reason shem yavul achlay? Do I give it to the masker because he does the bittul anyway? So it's a package deal. But avada and avada, what bothered Taisus wasn't that the masker doesn't have a siba for chiyuv. What bothered Taisus was that the seicher has more of a reason. And for Taisus, maybe the pshat is because the masker has an advantage that he does the bittul anyway, so we'll make one package deal out of it. So Taisus can't be because then you would have the same suffix on your gimel, you wouldn't have the suffix on your dalav also. One second. Mela zok taisus. What is the pshat? The kach mfarish ri the chamira didehu v'chala lachia v'dika sha'achas koydim she'skira. We'll stop right here. A very lumbish of taisus. Emperor taisus, because of this difficulty, taisus doesn't understand the same pshat anymore. What's the topic? Of course, it's a no-brainer. The seicher avada has the edge. Because the seicher is the one who has the siva shem yavul achlay. He's albeit it's true there's a siva for the masker to do it, but the seicher avada has the edge. Zok taisvis a doichik in the gemara, which changes the whole gemara. Zok taisvis avada, it's a no brainer the seicher has a chiyuv. The suffix gemara was dafka on Yudalit on the 14th. Why? Because what happened was that when the 14th came in, when Lel Yudalit came in, the masker had a chiyuv. Why did the masker have a chiyuv then? Because he was in the house. The shiloh of the gemara was not a bidikas chametz shiloh. The Shal Digmar was a new thing of called Sulei Paka. Once you have a Chiyav, does the Chiyav go off or not? That's the first bomb that Tosfos drops. The first bomb that Tosfos drops is that Tosfos L'shitosei held that it's a double posture that the Seicher has the edge over the Maskev, but the Seicher has the Gzer Shem Yavol Achlei. So Mela, the Sofik Digmar wasn't who's Chayiv. The Sofik Digmar was Avada the Seicher's Chayiv. Avada the Seicher's Chayiv. The Shal was that once the Maskev got the Chiyav, there's a newfangled thing called Sulei Paka. Atkan, the suffix of the Gemara Lefi Taisus, and that's how far Taisus took the Gemara, because Lashitosai of Shavi Yavul Achlei, Zakir Taiz Rosh, he did not understand why this is a tzad that the mask is better than the Seicher. So there's a big kash effect developed, we say big raid now. Effect developed that. So how do you read the Gemara? The Gemara says that the reason why the mask does it is because Chamira Didei. In fact, everybody, a bomb kasha on Tosfos, in Pshat, what do you mean Chamira Didei? Hello, what are you telling me, the Tzad, why the Masker beats out the Seicher? No reason why the Masker should beat out the Seicher. B'yishlam, Malay Rashi, Reino David, there's a real debate over here. There's a Chiyav, the Rabbanon, to get rid of the Chametz. Who? The one who owns the Chametz, or the one who has the Chametz in his Rishos? But according to Tosfos, this Siva for the Rabbanon, Hashem Yavol Achlai, and therefore it was a no-brainer that the one who should do it is Avada the Seicher over the Masker. So what's the suffix of the Gemara? The suffix of the Gemara was, once the masker is chayiv, it's Sulei Paka, a whole new suffix. So why is the Gemara bring Chamira today? I'll say it better. Last night, the night of Yudalit, why was the masker chayiv? What happened? He rented on the day of the 14th. When the Lel Yudalit came in, all Avosah came in, the masker was chayiv. Why was the masker chayiv last night? Because it was Chamira today or because it was Bershusay? Because it was Bershusay, Fakert. He was a full-scale Shavuot Yavul Achlai. He had the full-scale chayiv, right? So why is he going to say Chamira Didei? That's a Pella Otsum Lefishitas Toys. Lefishitas Rashi, it's Niflamoid. That itself is the dilemma of the Gemara. The Torah Zuami isn't on the Chamira Didei guy, it's on the Rishusa guy. But according to Toys, is that the whole Tzad, that's in the Sarkus Chayiv. The reason why the Maskus Chayiv, the reason the Tzad at the Maskus Chayiv is only because Sulei Parker wants his Chal. And why was it Chal yesterday? Because it was a full scale Rishusa. What's the wrong with the Chamira Didei? It's Chamira Didei connected Rishusa. It's Sulei Parker connected Rishusa that is by him today. But don't repel it. Is the Teretz is based on two Yisoid this year. I'll explain. I'll say Tifa right now. The answer to this shot is that if he Taisus can be Dober, Taisus didn't understand the Safak of the Gemara. He didn't understand Maskus, he doesn't know what's going on here. So Taisus is a whole new shot called Sulei Parker. A very interesting concept, by the way. We'll go slowly. So why do you want to say Chamira Didei? Doshtei Da'alam D'Shavot. That was Pasha to the Gemara. That we say, and what I'm going to say now has two parts to it. Part one and part two. Part one is that was Pasha to the Gemara that in order to go say Sulei Parker, in order to say that once a Chiyuv is Chal, the Chiyuv is not Parker, even though today the Sefer is here and the Sefer has a better reason to do Bedika, I said the word better. But that was Pasha to the Gemara that the Siba of yesterday has to still be around. Because if the Siba of yesterday is not around anymore, then we don't say Sulei Parker. That's Aleph. I don't think you have time. So the Aleph is that in order to go say Alam de Shavar of Sulei Parker, that once a Chiyuv is Chal, the Chiyuv stays, once a Chiyuv is Chal, the Chiyuv stays, it has to be that Hagam that today, there's still a reason that the Seichel should do it, but your Chiyuv wasn't Parker, but it has to be that the Siba, that's a reason why your Chayiv is still around. If the Chiyuv is not around, then I don't say Sulei Parker anymore. That's Aleph. Beis. So you'll tell me and say, what do you mean, Chamira Didei? Yesterday the guy was Chayiv. Because it was in his Rishos. Hey, Nein Advarim, this is the riot to the Mekor Chaim that I said earlier. Be'etzem, a guy who has chametz and he leaves his house. Here, I have a house, I have chametz in my house. I walk out of my house. Oh, I sell it to a guy. Selling to a guy is a great case, because a mamish not there, somebody else moved in. Says Mekor Chaim, it's a no-brainer, you have to do b'dikas chametz. I just don't show you a it turns out, who cares? But Avada and Avada, even if it's a takonah with Shem Yovel Ochla, Avada, if you have chametz, you have to get rid of it. Chazal said that the way to deal with Shem Yovel Ochla, watch what I'm saying. Chazal said that the way to deal with Shem Yovel Ochla is by getting rid of the chametz. By leaving your house and renting to a goy, that's not the way of getting rid of chametz. Mele, it's Dover Nifla. Even if I hold it together with Shem Yovel Ochla, but Avada owning chametz is also a siba why you have to do the takonah. Mele, it's a murder de gazach. Last night, when the Maskil was there in the picture by Lel Yudalid, he had really two reasons why he was chayiv. One was Rishusay, and second was he owned the chametz. In the morning, when he rented to a seicher, the Rishusay piece fell off, because it's by the seicher now. But it's still Chamira Didei. So it's a nifla ma'oid, why the Gemara said Chamira Didei b'chlal, and why dafka Chamira Didei? I'm saying a two-part word. One is, in order to explain why something is Sulei Parker, you still have to have a Siba Mechayevet that's still around. So, albeit it's true that today there's a Seicher, who has a better reason to do Bedika, but your Chiyuv is Sulei Parker. And that overrides the Chiyuv of the Seicher today. But, in order to go ahead and say Sulei Parker, to say that the Chiyuv that's Chal blives, to go say that the Chiyuv that was Chal stays the Zalba Chiyuv, it has to be that there's still a Sibah why the Chiyuv is there. So Omnam, Hagam, it's true that there's somebody here today who has a better Sibah for a Chiyuv, but Sulei Parker says, my Chiyuv was Chal, it's not Parker. It's only after Zaybite that the Sibah is still here. Now, which Sibah is still here? The Sibah of Rishos, that disappeared. It's a different Rishos. But there's another Siba, because I own the chametz. Frekech Akasha, here I bring a riot, everything I said. What do you mean, you own the chametz? Since when is owning a chametz a Siba, why you have to do Bedika? Bedika Shemri Yavol Achlei. This is the riot of Mekor Chaim's Yisoid. That Avada and Avada, even in the world of Taisus, that Takana was because of Shemri Yavol Achlei, but Avada and Avada, that you have chametz is a mechayev to go do Bedika. Giving it to a guy is not going to help you. Walking out is not going to help you, like Taisus says in two lines. The Mela says the Gemara Dover Nifla. In order to go get Sulei Parker off the ground, I have to have a Siba. But which Siba? The Siba of Rishos is not around anymore. But there's another Siba owning it. Vestafreg and Akasha, this is the riot, everything I said the whole time in Taisus. I've been saying the whole time in Taisus that Taisus didn't mean Chas HaShalom to say you don't have a Siba by the Master. I'm proving it to you. You do have a siva by the maskir. What's a siva by the maskir? It's not there anymore. It's not shamir avlocha. The Gemara says chamir didei. That's the fragment. Chamir didei is a siva. Yeah, it's a siva. Because even though the siva for the takana was shamir avlocha, but avada, that's the din that if you have chamir, you have to get rid of it because of shamir avlocha. You can't do other detours and other eitzes that Chazal didn't say what to do. Chazal said the eitzes is to get rid of it. Mela says the Gemara dover niflo. The maskir, what was the suffix? There was no suffix of when maskir and seicher go up against each other. Avad is a davar pashut that the seicher is the one who has to do it because it's yeshaviyah v'lochli. What happens if the maskir got the chiyuv and now it's sulei paka? Why is it sulei paka? The siba is not around anymore. The teretz is there's still a siba for your chiyuv. You own the chametz and owning chametz in a rishus is a siba to go do bedikas chametz. The mele it's sulei paka. The mele that was a suffix of the Gemara. Do we say sulei paka or not? Oh. Slowly. That's the aleph bays of Tosfos Pshat. Now we continue. I want to tell you a dover niflo amita shel Torah lefi zeh. What did I almost say? Have a nafkamina. Listen to the story. A maskir rented it on Yud Gimel to a seicher number one. Yeah, Shaina Meisa. A maskir rented it to a seicher on Yud Gimel. Seicher number one, we'll call him. When Leil Yudalad came in, Orla Abasa came in, Sefer number one was there. Okay. Now, Sefer number one was there, Leil Yudalad. Who's Chayiv? Sefer number one. He was there. He's on location. Shem Yavalafle. He takes a Chayiv. Good. Then, in the morning of the 14th, he subleased it to Sefer number two. He went ahead and subleased it to Sefer number two on the morning of the 14th. Over there would be a Suffolk of Sulei Paka. The Fiat Varmeila, no. Why? Because the whole reason why the Seicher had a Chiyuv, it was never his Chametz. The only reason why I was calling the Seicher number one, Leil Yudalad, because of Rishusay, that you don't have anymore. Maybe it's a no-brainer that if the Seicher will sublease it to a second Seicher on Yudalad, Avada will move over to the second Seicher. Because the whole tzad of the Gemara, while we don't go with the present Seicher, is only because of Sulei Paka. But we've brought out from the Gemara that Sulei Paka requires that the Siv is still around. The Siv is only around by the guy who owns the Chametz, Kimidubba, with the Torah's Chaim Zisayid. That if you sold it to a, if you rented it to a guy, it's a no-brainer that you're going to be Chayisol. What happens if I rented it to somebody, and that person rented it to somebody else? So albeit it's true that when Leil Yudalad came in, Seicher number one had the Chiyuv, but it's Paka. Because he doesn't have a Siv anymore. And there's a double Pasha that Seicher number two will have the Chiyuv B'dikas Chametz. That's the Nafkamina. One second. 1 minute. Now we go weiter. The Gemara would arrive from Mezuzah. So here, slowly, Rashi and Tosfos parted ways. According to Rashi, the suffix was Teirach Zuha Milama. It's a B'dikas Chametz Shiloh. So what was the Rai from Mezuzah? So I brought you today in the Print Arabin of David. He speaks out clearly. The Rai from Arabin of David is a Rai, a Zaytik Rai, a different topic. In Nachanami, you have a B'dikas Chametz Shiloh. But the Gemara is saying, hey, the Shiloh doesn't even get off the ground. Because whenever you have a Masker and a Sefer does mitzvah sabayis. Mitzvahs are Arami on the Sefer. So what's the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying, Sefer Kishon the Gansa Maisa. Yes, give me a suffix internal B'dikas Chametz, Masker Sefer, who should do it better, who should do it more. The Shiloh doesn't stop at all because you have arrived from Mezuzah that all mitzvahs habayis the Sefer does. I got 1-8 on in parentheses. Many of you asked, why did Rashi bring down the whole Pachkarai of the suffix only in Maskano, the Gemara of Ebbez Hador? So it's very geschmack. What happened? The Gemara asked the Shiloh of B'dikas Chametz Shiloh, Teirach Zu Ami Motel, who should do it? Him. Sure. B'dikas Chametz Shiloh. Before the Gemara got to the Shiloh, the Gemara interrupted and said, what are you asking Shilohs for? The Gemara would arrive from left field from Mezuzah to Azayt and Araya. Your Shiloh doesn't interest me, Bechal. Your Shiloh doesn't get off the ground, Bechal. Why not? Because all mitzvahs, habayis, the Seicher has to do, notwithstanding the internal rules of B'dikas Chametz. Says the Gemara, no, there's no Raya from Mezuzah because Mezuzah is Chavis Ador. Hachamai. It's interesting. What's Hachamai? So Rashi learned that the Shiloh began now. In other words, I'm worried because I'm shot. If the Raya from Mezuzah would have been a direct Raya to the B'dikas Chametz, so would Rashi wake up after the Raya to speak out the Suffolk? The answer is, but since the Raya from Mezuzah was a Raya from left field, the Gemara never spoke out the Suffolk yet. The Gemara started to say a Suffolk. The Rebbe interrupted in the middle and said, what are you asking me, Sveikas and Ilchus B'dikas Chametz? It doesn't get off the ground because whenever you have a bias, the mitzvah of the bias is always on the Seicher. She said, no, there's also Jisoy, because Mezuzah is Chavis Hadar. Ha ha, my! Now began the Shaila. Rashi says, Rashi explains what the Shaila is, because till then the Gemara hadn't gotten to the Shaila. The Gemara was talking about left field right. That's very Geshmak and Pshat, that's the Emes of Rashi, by the way, why Rashi waited till afterwards. Because the Vaila of the Gemara is handling with a different topic of Bechal, who has to do Mitzvahs of Ayis. Either way, according to Rashi, the Raya was a Raya from left field. It's a Raya from a different topic. It's a Zaitig Raya. It's a Dovrat study. But according to Taisvis, what's the Raya? What's the Raya? What do you mean a Raya? Yeah, there's a few Taisvis. The Raya is a direct Raya. Because according to Taisvis, what's the Suffolk of the Gemara? The Gemara didn't have a Suffolk inside because Chometz, who's the one who has to do it? It's a no-brainer the Sucker has to do it. Because he has the advantage. Can we do it? Like I spoke at length now. So what's the Suffolk? The suffix is Sule Paka. So more put a direct raya from Mezuzah that we don't say Sule Paka. Excuse me, we don't say Sule Paka. We give it to the Zeicher. And in the middle we have a raya that we don't say Sule Paka. At Kan, the Shak Vidayak. So the role, the raya of the Mezuzah, and the raya from Mezuzah, according to Rashi, and the Rabbeinu Dovid, according to this, is very, very different. According to Rashi, the raya from Mezuzah is you have an internal child of legal someone who has to do it. The raya from Mezuzah is a zaitik raya that all mitzvahs habayis have to do it. And according to Tosfos, the raya is a direct raya. The whole child of the Gemara was sule paka. The Gemara brought a raya from Mezuzah that it's paka. Now we begin. After the Gemara, chayves adori. Oh, so here's a big problem. We're going now to the next step. What's the Gemara answer? No, there's no raya from Mezuzah. Because Mezuzah is chayves adori. And here's a huge shino Rashi Tosfos. Watch. And here we can say about this. According to Rashi, the Gemara Chavis Ador is a Nifl Diketaretz. Watch what I'm going to say now. Why? According to Rashi, the Gemara had a Suffolk, like we've been building the whole day. Who has this Chia B'dikas Chometz? Nothing to do with Shem Yavala Chlei. Tarek Zomim Mutl. Internal Suffolk. The one who owns the Chometz, the one who has the Rishos. The Gemara brought a Raya from Mezuzah, a Zaitig Raya. Watch this. That by Mezuzah, I see that all mitzvahs habayis are under the Seichel. After the Gemara Lefi Rashi. No! The reason why Chayiv Mezuzah is not because the Seichel is Chayiv Mitzvah Zabayis. Because the door, the one who lives there, is Chayiv. That's why the Seichel is Chayiv. So according to Rashi, the Dechia is that there's no Raya from Mezuzah, because the reason why the Seichel is Chayiv is not because Mitzvah Zabayis are on the Seichel, but because he's the one living there. But according to Tosfos, it's very sure. What's my answer? Mezuzah Chayves Hador. Major problem. The Gemara brought a Raya Sule Paka. The Gemara brought a Raya Sule Paka. The Gemara had a Havimina. Once the mask is Chayiv, does it go off or not, right? So what's the Gemara answer? So we see by Seichel, it goes off. The Gemara says, no, Seichel is Chayves Hador. So what? But we still have a Raya that the mask was Chayiv yesterday and it went off. This is the Kasha which perplexed Tosfos. I repeat. According to Rashi, that the Suffolk of the Gemara was, who has to do Bedika? And the Gemara brought a raya from Mezuzah, a zaitig raya that all mitzvahs habayis are on the seicher. What do you mean we arrive that all mitzvahs habayis generically are on the seicher? Because the seicher is chayav Mezuzah. That's not the reason why the seicher is chayav Mezuzah. The seicher is chayav Mezuzah because he lives there. But according to Tosfos, that the shaila was, once the maskir was chayiv, does the chayiv go off? And the Gemara brought a raya from Mezuzah that it goes off because the maskir was the one who's chayiv in Mezuzah and now the chayiv went over. So what's the Gemara answering chayav Zador? We still have a raya that once the chiyav could go off, a chiyav could be paka. The raya is a beautiful raya. The maskir was chayav in the mezuzah, and then the seicher took over. So we see it's paka. What did the Gemara answer? Mezuzah chayves hador. That's the pella that bothered Tosfos. What did the Gemara answer? Mezuzah chayves hador. We're bringing a raya that you can have a chiyav and the chiyav could go off. Just like over there, the maskir had the chiyav and it went off. It's by chavetz. The maskir had the chiyav and it went off. What do you answer? Chayves hador. Who cares? But the mice at the end of the day, yesterday the maskir was chayav. So you see that we don't say sula paka. It's yeah paka. That's the pella on Tosfos that bother Tosfos. And for Tosfos, Chayves Hador doesn't mean what Rashi means. Watch what I'm going to say now. Zok Tosfos inside. Afilu lahaya maskiru haya yachal dipotem mezuzah shalaya yador. Dimishtamish babayis. Abagabi chometz afilu layaske la'achi yitzarech l'yodok. Tosfos says, no. There's no raya from mezuzah. Aid is a raya from mezuzah, that's paka. Yesterday the maskir was chayav, today the seicher was chayav. Says Tosfos Olam D'Shavarot, that the maskir is paka over there, there's a reason why the maskir is paka over there. Because in order to say sule paka, it has to be that the siba is still around. I go with what I said earlier. In order to say sule paka, the Siba is still around. In order to say Sule Paka, the Siba has to be around. Over here, the Siba is not around anymore. Nothing to do with the fact that you rented it out. Because you're not living there anymore. And if a guy, if the maskir walks out of the house, he's not having mitzvahs anymore. So the Gemara's teretz was, you want to prove to me that Paka? There's a reason why over there it's Paka. Over there it's Paka because the Siba, why it was chayiv yesterday, doesn't apply anymore. So the maskir doesn't have a Siba to be chayiv anymore. Mashenke ain't over here. Fears those places where I started off with. The Siba is still around. What do you mean the Siba is still around? It's somebody else's Rishos. Zuck Taisis, that it's somebody else's Rishos, or that you're not there doesn't interest me. If you would walk out the door, says Taisis, what's Taisis Lashin? I feel a lot yaskilach yachavavavav. That means the Siba is still around. Because if you wouldn't have rented it to somebody else, then you would have left the house. You would have gone out of the house. I feel a lot yaskilach yisach lived like, even if you're not living there. So what was the Gemara's Teres? One second. What was the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara's Teretz was, I'm going to build on this now. The Gemara's Teretz was, you want to bring me a Raida Paka. There's no Raida Paka. Because Chavis Hador means that the reason why there's a Chiv is because you live there. The Siba, why the Maskir at the Chiv disappeared. And the Raida that is, because nothing to do with Schiros. Dalmiyachi, the fact that there's somebody else in the picture. Halay Be'etzim, if you leave your house, you're not Chayv anymore. So that they had a Chiv yesterday, doesn't apply today. Hashem came by us. The only problem begins when the seicher comes into the picture. But be'etzem, even if there was no seicher and you left the house, about the yochayiv, the male of the siba of chamira today is still around. Maybe over there we say sule paka. And what comes out is, and the others are listening, that the word chayves hador according to Rashi and the word chayves hador according to Tosfos, two different things. According to Rashi, the word chayves hador means that's why the seicher is chayiv, because he's the dor. According to Taisus, Chavis Hador doesn't mean that's why the Seicher is Chayiv. Chavis Hador means that's why the Maskir is not Chayiv. We never discussed the Seicher. I repeat. According to Rashi, what was the Raya from Mezuzah? The Raya from Mezuzah is, why is the Seicher Chayiv? Because he takes over all Chiyuvim of the house. And for the Gemara, that's not the reason why the Seicher is Chayiv. The Seicher is Chayiv because he lives there. So the Gemara was discussing, why is the Seicher Chayiv? The Gemara wanted to bring a Raya, a left field Raya, that the Seicher has all Chiyuvim of the house. Zok the Gemara, no, that's not the reason why the Seicher is Chayiv. The reason why the Seicher is Chayiv is because he's the door there. Mashayekir, according to Taisus, what was the Raya? The Raya was, could the Chiyuv of the Maskir go off or not go off? So the Chayiv have a Raya from Mezuzah. What's the Raya from Mezuzah? We see by Mezuzah, the guy had a Chiyuv yesterday on Tuesday, and on Wednesday he doesn't have a Chiyuv anymore. So what are you going to tell me? Oh, the Seicher is Chayiv because of the door. Who cares if the Seicher is Chayiv because of the door? But the Maskir had a Chiyuv on Tuesday. Where did his Chiyuv go? I have a Raya to Paka. So the Feet Tais is a catastrophe. What's the Gemara to the Seicher is a door? Who cares? That wasn't the Shiloh. The Shiloh was a guy who once had a Chiyuv. Does the Chiyuv go off? So what do you answer Chayiv is a door? Therefore, Taisus learns that Chayiv Zadar is not coming to explain why the Seicher is Chayiv. That was never the agenda. Chayiv Zadar is coming to explain why the Maskir is not Chayiv. Gibalt, the Maskir doesn't live there anymore. And in order to say Sule Paka, it goes back to the Yisrael that I said earlier. In order to say Sule Paka, the Siba has to be Chayiv Adayin. Says the Gemara, by Mezuzah, the Siba is not Chayiv anymore. Therefore, it could go off. Now, Shein came by Chometz, the Siba is still around. What's the Siba? Here's the beauty. Chamira Diday says, Taisus, whether you rent it or not, whether you're there or not, you have a Chiyuv. Whether you live there or not, the male of the Siba is still around. Maybe over there, Sule Paka. Maybe over there, we say Sule Paka. There's no Raya from Mezuzah. There's a Nachmila Alokha for this. I want to tell you a Dovah Neiro. Taisus Menoch is Nachman Dalam and Aleph. Taisus Menoch is Nachman Dalam and Aleph. Taisus Menoch is Nachman Dalam and Aleph. As a Suffolk, whether a guy who rents a house, he doesn't own it. You rented a house, you don't own it. Whether you chayav mizuz or not. A guy rented a house, he doesn't own it. Are you chayav mizuz or not? Is there a seicher enough to be chayav mizuz midaraisa? You don't want to chayav. Are you chayav midaraisa? It has to be you own the house and you live there or not? Says Taisus over there, it depends what the word chayav hador means over here. If Chayves Hador means like Rashi, that we're coming to explain why the Seicher is Chayiv in Mezuzah, that means you thought the Seicher is Chayiv in Mezuzah. Why? Because he takes over all the Chiyuvim of the Bayis. The answer is no. The Seicher is Chayiv because he's the one who lives there. So it's a Mefurash Gemara that says that a Seicher is Chayiv because Dor. So then it's a Gemara that the Raisa. But according to Tosfos Shitasai, the Gemara never was going to explain why the circle lives there, because that wasn't the agenda. We knew why the circle was chayev. The agenda was whether or not the maskir who had a chiyuv, whether the chiyuv could go off or not. So all the Gemara is a chayev is a dog. Not that's the reason why the circle is chayev. It doesn't interest you why the circle is chayev. I know that the circle is chayev. The agenda was, does the maskir retain his chiyuv? So what the Gemara say? Listen. It's very nice you own the house, but you don't live there anymore. And if you don't live there anymore, the siva for your chiyuv went away. So all we found in the Gemara was that in order to be chayiv, you have to live there also. But it doesn't say that if you live there alone, you're chayiv. Maybe you need both. You need to be the owner, and you need to live there. What about a guy who's a seicher who lives there, doesn't own it? Who says you're chayiv? Maybe that's all you're chayiv d'rabbanan. Says Taisim Menachas, the chayiv's hador means not that the seicher is chayiv for that. Chayiv's hador is the reason why the masker is not chayiv anymore. Because even though it's his house, but he doesn't live there anymore. But we never found the Gemara that said that the seicher is chayiv because the chayiv's hador. That's the huge machlekes between Rashi and Taisis. What was the teretz of chayiv's hador? Was chayiv's hador coming to explain why the seicher is chayiv the way Rashi and Rebbeinu Dov learned? And according to Taisis, we knew why the seicher was chayiv by Mizuzah. That was never the address. The issue was, but is the maskir's key of paka or not? And the Gemara wanted to bring a raya that it's paka. The Gemara says there's no raya that it's paka. Over there, there's a reason why it's paka, because the siva went away. And in order to say suler paka, you have to have the siva around. It's not of the yesterday out of here. Ashenkin over here, the siva is still around. And what is the siva? Because chamira didei. Pekin chakasha, what do you mean chamira didei? The reason is chamira v'lachloi. Shtein tais, the chamira didei is also a reason why they chayiv. And that's the nafkamina of the Bekor Chaim's din that shall sell to a goy, avadan, rented to a goy, avadan, avadan, avadan. Agav, stop. Agastam, what does the Eilu say in the following case, just to end off? What would be the din if a guy sold his house on your dollar? The fee, Rashi and Reino David. Do I say, Chamira Didei, Klapi Rosh Hashanah? What does that say? Interesting shiloh. Would you have the same suffix? A guy sold his house via dollar. Would I have the same suffix of who has the chiyuv? It's chamira didei of the seller, and it's b'shus hakoy of the buyer. Would I have the same suffix who has the b'digas chametz? Was I going to say ever I? Ruvain on Erev Pesach. He's a real estate guy. He does deals Erev Pesach also. He's not going to the Seder anyway. Yeah? He sold it on Erev Pesach. Who has to do the b'digas? Chamira didei? Or... I'm not in Taisus, I'm asking in Taisus. And even in Taisus, with a Sule Parker, by the way, even in Taisus. But I sold it on the 13th of Christmas. What does that say? Do I have the same Sophic tariffs on me, Lama? What do you mean, sold versus Chametz? So it depends, by the way. There's a Lashon in the Chidush Aran over here that it's Chamira Didei and it's his bias. I would say that the Pshat is a Lama de Shavart. If Alti proved yesterday that the Chiyuv Dikas Chametz is the Chiyuv on the house, where did he prove it from? Because the Gemara bought a raya from where? From his Zuzo. It's a no-brainer that if you don't own the house anymore, there's nothing to talk about, they're not chayev. And everything's good and fine and gvaldi, but it doesn't make a difference. Avada and avada, you're not going to be chayev if it's not your house. Hagam that it's chamira didei. And you come along and say, listen, you own chametz, you didn't go take care of it. The answer is, but if the Dikas Chametz is the Chiyuv on the house, and you don't own the house, then if it's pashut, they not going to be chayev, but yesh la'ayim bezeh, the Bekor Chaim takes some of the pashut that you potter when you sell it. But we'll talk about it in Mitzvah Shem a little bit more tomorrow. Tonight in Mitzvah Shem, we will continue with our exclusive on Inyan Shabbos.